Sunshine, where are you? The music's over.
Oh no, somebody forgot to unmute. How unprofessional of me.
It's like she bailed on her own show. She's just gonna leave me hanging and carrying the torch.
Didn't know you were supposed to carry it?
I didn't know. Well, after a few minutes of dead air, I figured I should jump in there unless Thomas comes on and yells at us.
Welcome everyone to Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine and Rob. Rob is coming on with us again today. I'm so excited to have you with me, and thanks for having my back on that opening.
You're welcome. Thomas says he doesn't yell, he talks sternly. Authoritatively,
Authoritatively with gentle.
robustly. That's my new name, that robe, because it
Oh,
has Rob, robust,
robe.
Rob, robust.
Robustly. Ooh, I like that one. That's good. That's a good
I
one.
was actually thinking today that maybe I'll name my next, because we were chatting before the show started, and I was mentioning a
Yeah,
DJ. And
right.
I was thinking maybe I'll name my next mix that robust.
Oh, you should do a sunshine mix. That would be fun.
Yeah, actually, I was thinking about doing something. Well, the last one I actually did was a sunrise mix. So,
Ooh. Did
yeah.
you know the actual name of this song is Sunshine?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I found this. I found it, and I'm like, oh, that's fun. Wouldn't it be cool if it was like a really cool song? And this guy is dope. He's really good. And I'm like, oh, this is perfect. It was like the second or third one I listened to. Yeah,
Oh, really?
it was amazing. Sunshine Waves. Ooh, that's a good one too. Boy, BBS is on it today. They are in the chat room and like giving us good little tips here. Yeah, well, everybody, welcome. This is an exciting day. I'm so glad, Rob, that you're back with us, and excited to get to actually get more in depth into your story. And I really want to point people to your YouTube channel. I want them to actually get to the tools that you've put out there for people. And so I'm going to tell everybody to get a pen and paper. And in a few minutes, we will tell them where to go to find, to subscribe, and then hit the bell to be notified when you post new stuff. But
thank you
there's
so
this,
much. I appreciate you.
absolutely.
Yeah, I appreciate you doing that and sharing, where to find me.
Yeah. It's about, like we've both said, if we can only just ha if we can if we can help just one person, which we believe there are more, we know there are more. But my heart is, and I can't really speak for you, but my heart is, if what we're doing helps one person, that's one more person that is enlightened and understands what's going on in this crazy fucked up world. So,
Yep. Swear for the day, marking it
oh,
down.
I took it. Woo, I took
Yeah.
the F.
Oh, don't I get my own too? You can't just take the, there's only one available.
We'll sneak one in later
I
if we
thought it
have
was
to.
one each.
Well, we've been doing that few, but we kind of have to be careful because, with being syndicated. So, yeah. Your hand is your hand raised? Nope, it's not. So I want to talk about some commands real quick to get that out of the way, and then talk about some words that we use on the show that maybe people that are new to this or new to hearing us don't understand, like auric field, AURIC, auric field or aura. A lot of people are like, what the freak is that? They're not taught that in Catholic church or Christian churches. I know I sure wasn't.
Yeah, definitely not.
No. And if you heard it, it was like, new age, woo woo, wacky, that person's crazy, walk on the other side of the street stuff. So one of the commands that I do, and that has been mentioned recently on the show, is I do shrink wrap. I clear and shrink wrap my auric field close to my body. And my purpose for that is, if I'm going to be in a big crowd, I don't know who's out there. And we shine pretty bright. And so people are drawn to us. It's not uncommon for people to start up conversations with me in the grocery store or just walking down the street, or stop me and say, you have beautiful hair, or to stop me and say, you are so happy, why, that kind of thing. And there are some people that they don't know, but they are carrying things that I don't want drugged through my electromagnetic field or my auric field. And so, the reason that I shrink wrap is, being in retail settings or being in big malls or being in, concerts or things like that, there are a lot of people there that are carrying a lot of junk. And so the command that I do, and I just want to put it out there for our people, hopefully they've got their pens and paper because they can write this down too, but they can listen again and write it down. But I command my spirit to clear and shrink wrap my auric, AURIC, field close to my body now. I say it three times and then I count down. Usually I'm a 3-2-1 counter. Some people count five, some people count 10. I'm a 3-2-1er on this one. So 3-2-1 now. So what about you? How do you, how, do you do it as well?
I do it as well, and I do it like when I leave the house. I do it when I get up in the morning. I kind of go through a list of commands when I get up in the morning. I feel like that's a really strange time for, like, because that's where you get like hijacked a lot, I find, right? Like coming out of dreams, which are parallel lives. So you're coming out, like coming off a dream for myself this morning. Like I was up at like 3 a.m. having weird dreams about old friends and stuff. And then you're on that timeline. And even though you're like, you're kind of groggy and you're like thinking about, Ted from 1982. And you're like, why is that guy in my consciousness right now? And then you're like trying to fall back asleep. And you're like, should I get up? It's only 3 a.m. You're fighting your mind, And so I've just been getting up and doing things now. And it's like, okay, well, the other day, it's like I was up. I think I was up at 2 a.m. and I went to bed at 4 p.m. for a couple hours. It's like I'm just going to get up and be up and do things rather than lay and toss in bed. So I do commands all the time, like all day. And I think that the one that you just said is a perfect one. It's not like your only protection really is to live in the present moment. So whatever you can do to bring you away from your mind and be present on what's in your plate in front of you, whatever commands work for you. The shorter and sweeter, the better. Like it's the light works in the now. So we don't want to get involved with this big mumbo jumbo. Like we don't need. I was gonna ask you if you wanted to open the show with the Our Father prayer. Like, and that was reminding me of like mumbo jumbo, like this huge long lethargic prayer that's just,
Oh my God, I could probably still do it. That's what's awful.
yeah. So.
Okay, so you used a word that people may not understand, and I want to go into this a little bit, and then we're going to go into your story,
Okay.
your personal story. You used the word hijacked. Now we all know, like, if you hijack an aircraft, okay, yeah, people get on, gunpoint, knife point, whatever, we're taking over the airplane, blah blah blah. Explain. In the energy realm, what do you mean?
Well, for myself, it just means basically errant thoughts, like thoughts that, like when you wake up, it should just be peaceful. You shouldn't be waking up with a timeline already installed into your thing, whether it's stress or worry or, something about last night or even like, why can't I sleep or what was that dream? Like you're already kicked onto a timeline. Like your day has been hijacked immediately from the time you woke up. You're on a timeline. You're something's there. And like, I envision I have some mornings, not they're few and far between, some mornings where I just wake up and it's so peaceful and you just feel this like, oh, like the traditional movie scene, like throw open the curtains and the sun shines in and like the doves fly. Like that's how every fucking morning should be. But it's
There's
not.
yours.
But it's not so much of the time, right?
No,
So
you're
that's what I
right.
mean by
You're
hijacked.
right.
And like I don't like giving it more attention than it deserves, but man,
Right.
I feel like I wake up most mornings like that. Like I have the craziest vivid dreams. Like I command my spirit every night before I go to bed to stay in my body and it does not listen.
Well, how rude.
Yeah, I know.
It should listen because that is what it's supposed to do. That's just not right.
Yeah.
Same. I'll wake up, 2, 3, 4. The cats, like when mom's awake, they know, they can tell, right? They
Yeah.
know. And I even asked our friend on the air, do they know when we come back, into? He's like, oh yeah, they can totally sense it. I'm like, oh, well, that explains it. I had one morning, such a sweet morning, very, very sweet, peaceful morning, when I was waking up and both cats jumped up onto the bed on either side of my pillow and literally laid down and started purring. And one is a real tender, sweet lover. The other one is like play motivated. She's like, get your ass up. We're gonna go play. And the other one's like, you're awake, it's food time. So I have a food motivated and a play motivated one, but they had no desire other than to just be in the presence of Source. And that was pretty cool. It was a pretty cool deal. So hijacked by whom?
I don't know, like
Right?
that's such a crazy question. Entities, your past, your DNA, who
Yeah.
knows, right? The
Right.
transmissions, like something you heard the day before, like an unpaid bill, a fight with a friend, like there's
It's
just,
everything.
it's everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Because a lot of people think that it's a specific person out to get you or a specific entity out to get you. And it could be motivated through that, but like you said, it could be your DNA that's out there. It could be all those things that you mentioned can hijack you off of your peace energy, could hijack you and keep you out of peace. And so with that, it's really easy. I command my spirit. The commands are easy. Staying in peace energy, let me tell you, it's a struggle for me. But I'm getting better. But I command my spirit to or actually one that I got from, gosh, I think we got it from our friend. A command prime creation to keep me, and I include my cats, Sherman and Wee Woo, in perfect peace all through the day. So those are some things that I just kind of wanted to address, but
And I think, well, it's really important, and because I think we were kind of discussing about, well, the shrink wrapping your aura is not for protection. It's just that's your
right.
body energy. So, you have to remove entities, doing entity removals, increasing your life force energy to get those things out, because shrink wrapping your aura is not necessarily protection from an attack from something outside. It was like you said,
That's
being in
right.
a busy environment. Like if you're at home by yourself, probably no real need to do it, because it's more for your body energy, right? You don't want to pick up other people's body stuff. So there's a difference between getting more spirit in your body and shrink wrapping your aura. And then, like, I think asking for protection or something like that, like I know I understand what people assume that but then you're putting it out there like waving the flag like you're going to be attacked, but I don't think shrink wrapping your aura is assuming attack. It's not the same thing. Like I think of protection as like creating a shield around you. Even myself, I say I command my spirit to create a ball of light around me to cloak what I receive and make me invisible to the dark. And I don't look at that as protection. I just look at it as I don't want to be a lighthouse that day. It's just like I don't want to. Like, I don't, because I used to be this kind of person, and I still am occasionally. Like, I'm more, I know when to bring it in now, but like, I used to not know about shrink wrapping my aura. So I was out there, dancing with the butterflies and nonchalant and just, and floating around. That's when you can open yourself up to attacks because people or entities see that and they're like, oh, this person's like wide open. And you don't realize that when you don't understand this stuff. To the fullest degree, or you think it's woo-woo or whatever, then you don't really understand it to that degree. And it takes a while to really comprehend it
It
and to put it into
does.
practice and to know when it's
It
working, to know
does.
when you're low on spirit, like and to know when maybe you shouldn't go out. Maybe it's just a day to stay home, you know?
Good. That was really good. And I'm going to segue into when you said that you go out and you're, floating with the butterflies and just a little ignorant to, how attractive we are, if that makes sense. That's their, they feed off of that. That's what keeps them alive is that energy that they take from us because they don't have the capacity to make that energy themselves. So they feed off of that. And whether it's the floating with the butterfly energy or the drama energy or the pain energy or the trauma energy, that's what they feed off of. They don't care which one it is. They just want it to be high and impactful so they can get a good charge.
Yeah, and that's the thing is that to come to that comprehension and really like study it and play with it and examine when it's happening. Now I'm getting really good at it's so subtle, like the difference between mind and peace and being present in the moment. Like it's easy to get sucked into your mind, and like even myself, I can feel I'm like, oh, I just lost some energy to something. Like I was even a good feeling, you're like it's the same. It goes both ways, like you were mentioning. And it's easy, like, especially when you're doing, I was doing Qigong this morning and I was kind of just trying to be in the moment and I was excited about something and, trying not to emit too much energy. But I felt like, I guess, like movements in my back and things that, like, just releases of energy within my body, my physical structure that I hadn't had in, like, who knows how long, maybe my whole life. And I was like, oh, that feels so good. And it's the pathway going through. Then I start getting, in my head, oh, this is gonna be so awesome because I'm getting all this back. And then I start jumping into the future and it's like, oh, I feel this wave of energy leave me. And I was like, that's how easy it is to get abducted by thought and taken away from the present moment. And, like, even daydreams are parallel lives, right? Like, you're not fully present, right?
And then part of us in this realm, we've been, what is your project? What do you want to do? How do you want to help humanity? And it's like, well, how do I stay in the power of my now, Eckhart Tolle? How do I stay there? But
I love that,
then,
Kurt. Yeah.
oh my gosh, that book. Oh, it's like you read one sentence and you have to put it down because you have to chew on it. It's meaty. It's such a good book. I recommend that book to everybody. I've done it many times on my show. But in that book, it's like, how do we plan for our future stuff? Like, I've wanted to do the creative co-op to where, no energetics, no money is exchanged. It's just, my puka shells for your plumbing skills or your dozen of eggs for my daycare services, things like that.
And I agree. It's awesome. And you and I spoke about that. That's what I was working on with the local airport, like work swap, getting my pilot's license for creating their video training programs. And so I'm hoping and just keep staying on that timeline as far as possible, like that hopefully around this time next year it'll go through because they've just had a couple big things happen and actually took on a partnership with the university and everything. So they've, like,
So
tripled their
exciting.
amount of stuff that they're doing. So it's kind of been put on the back burner and I'm like, oh, it's so frustrating, but it will go through. I know it will. It's
Yeah,
too
it's going to be
perfect not to. And
amazing.
it's like, that's what the new earth is all about, is less transactional stuff with, money. It's about spirit. I
Yeah,
think it
the
was
energetic
Asha said on a
side.
show, you don't need the money, you need the spirit one time. And I loved that.
Yeah, man, I miss her.
I know. I wish she'd come back.
I know. I love you, Asha. I see your work on For the People, but man, I miss hearing her harmonics and her wisdom. So I play those shows a lot, or I shouldn't say a lot. Whenever I'm needing to hear her, I'll go back and play one or two. Okay, so I am so excited to have you on here, and the feedback has been amazing on your life and what you've shared, and people are like, Rob's back, Rob's in the hood. So they're all excited that they're hearing your voice and your harmonics again. And I just really want you to share a little bit more about what you're doing on your YouTube channel that's really going to help people with the transformation, and give them the address. But then let's keep them here. Let's not don't go don't go sh don't go shopping yet. You guys stay on the show because he's
Well,
going to
we'll
share
tell
some
them at the
stuff.
end of the show. So when Thomas gives us the checkered flag, we'll give it then.
Nice. I love the way you operate.
You gotta hook them till the end.
I know, right? I
It's not my first rodeo.
know. I love it. So let's get into it a little bit. So we heard a little bit. We barely scratched the surface on your story, on what happened, and where you're at. Where is a good place to jump back in? Where are you comfortable jumping back in to share more of your story with people?
Oh geez, I like anywhere you want to go. I kind of don't even remember where we left off or anything, but I'm really happy to answer. Well, you just mentioned what I was doing, so let's start there
Yeah,
with the
let's do
foundational
that.
healing. That's something I just always wanted to do, and it's like I kind of knew I was going to do it a long time ago. And it sounds funny, but because I drank and smoke and did, I had all these things, and it seemed like I had a lot of addictions, and I knew that there was stuff inside of me, and it was like, I would have conversations with friends and they'd be like, well, why do you smoke and stuff? And it's like, I knew the answers or would come eventually. And I'm like, I know that I'm not going to smoke my whole life. Like, it's my thing to transcend. So, like, right now, just let me have it. Like, this is where I'm at. Deal with it. Like, either, like, I don't, there's certain things that I'm probably not even aware yet, which is totally true. Like, if you don't know that, if you don't know about entities and the fact that we're riddled with them and that those cause addictions, then what hope do you have? You just spend your whole life thinking that you're a bad person, that God's punishing you, that you were destined to just, like this, whatever, like just the crazy amount of negative thought patterns that you can go through that with addictions and things like that. And if you don't know that they're entities and it's not the real you and it's not your spirit, like what, you don't have a chance. And so there was something inside of me that always said that. And, it was like I would have people, like people that's had seemingly okay lives, and they'd always be like, oh, like got this going on. And I was like, dude, if you even knew what I was going through, like you're puppy dogs and rainbows. Don't worry about it.
Puppy
So
dog rainbows.
yeah. So it's like, you don't know what you don't know. And so my journey examining all those things and like the fact, like, why did it take me so long to quit smoking? Why did it take me so long to quit drinking? And well, then when I found out maybe some reasons why, it's like, well, I have to share this like with other people. Like you can't sit on this information. And like nobody aside from like, a few people that we know and like for the people.space talking about this stuff or whatever, like no doctor has ever sat down and told me, well, you have addictions because of entities. They just tell you you're a piece of shit and to stop smoking, like here's some Champix, fire back one of these. We're gonna put you on another drug so get you addicted to another drug so you stop taking those drugs. Like,
Or we'll give
but
you nicotine gum, which is giving you nicotine
yeah
anyway. Yeah.
yeah so it's just like I wanted to do it in a, well, I guess you mentioned, thank you for watching the shows. I just wanted to do it in a sequential order so that like if somebody's out there and they're going through addictions or loss or whatever, like because addictions come in so many forms. Like it's not just,
No.
me growing up, I thought people like, I didn't even think smoking and drinking was, we thought addicts were people who were heroin junkies. Like you didn't even know, you didn't, like when you're surrounded by people who smoke and drink, you don't think it's an addiction. You just think it's like that's what we do here in Northern Ontario. Like everybody's doing it. Like
It's
there's
dark
only
and
two.
cold. What do you expect?
Yeah. There's a party, like family party. There's 50 people here, and only two people don't drink and smoke. So like you just think that that's what happens. That's life, you know.
They're the weird ones. That's interesting because I'm going to add to that and correct me if I'm wrong, but this is also a generational thing that is hitting us through our DNA because with those entities, I mean, if you look back in your family history and even expressions and fractals of yourself that you may not even know can be impacting the addictions you have now. So you may not even know where the frick they're coming out of left field. And you're like, where is this coming from? Nobody else in my family has this going on. But it's deep rooted. I can't get rid of it on my own. And a lot of times, from what I understand, and this is just me, my understanding, there are other expressions of us out there that are doing things that we're not aware of. And that's still a fractal of you. That's an expression of you. And so that addiction can impact you.
And that's the thing too, is that like we talked about, what do we cover, like entities, DNA, and then entities that can go through your DNA, your emotional bodies and all your energetic bodies that can be stuffed with just the patterns. Like if you don't clear those while the program's still running in the background, then like let's not even get started on parallel lives and dreams. So if you're taking back the stuff from your dreams, like I had that conversation with my brother the other day, and he's maybe not so like probably wouldn't be sharing some of the things that I'm sharing with you, but it's like people are starting to realize, it's like, well, yeah, your dreams clearly affect you in a such a profound way that you couldn't even understand, like why, like, and everybody's had a dream where they wake up sweating, so it's like, well, it's clearly real to your body or to your spirit or to both, because if you wake up sweating in this life because of something you experienced in your dream, well, you're literally bringing that back. And that was like when I started realizing that, and it's listening to Ron's show and then starting to understand, like, wow, what he's saying is true because I can experience it. I've experienced it. And yeah, I don't even want to get into some of the darker stuff that I've experienced through that, but it's true. And so Like
Hold
so
on,
you could
hold
have
on,
an addiction that
hold that.
comes through a dream, right? What
Right,
was
hold that
that?
thought. You could have an addiction that goes through a dream. Hold on. When you said listening to Ron, that's Ron Amatron on creationlightship.com. Okay,
That's
keep going.
correct.
Keep going.
The only Ron worth listening
The only
to.
Ron worth listening to.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Keep going.
So yeah, like so your addictions, you could get an addiction or an issue coming through from a parallel life in a dream. So, you know, it like the deck is stacked against us here. And so that's really the basis for me doing my foundational healing is I started it off, and I think you said you were on episode 5, and I don't think I talked about anything too out there. So it's like I want people to go there and I drip it. I start dripping in the kind of more out there stuff by sharing things that people are going to resonate with. They'll be like, okay, yeah, well, I can get there with this. Like, this is just a normal dude explaining it. And so before I start really mentioning, you know, why you have trouble healing with DNA, or like last one I just did was entities, which is, I think was episode 15. I really take my time to get there because I want people to be like, okay, like if you start off the bat, well, you're not healing because of ghosts. Like nobody's gonna, so many people are not gonna listen to that. You know?
Guy's a freak.
Yeah. Fucking
Yeah.
Casper. Oh, I did too. Oh, geez. I'm sorry, Thomas. Casper. Casper's the reason I have addictions.
Casper, damn you, Casper.
So yeah, like that in a nutshell. And like I like you mentioned, I have a lot of good stories. So I and so I figured, you know what, like just I knew that that's what are we gonna do in this life? There's so much that's just frivolous and doesn't make sense. And I think that I think truly, like in a strange way, anybody who's here on Earth right now, it's depending on how many incarnations they've had. I think a lot of people are here to do the ascension. So that means healing and getting everything out of your body. So, like, what more important work could there be to do or share with humanity at this time? And I have a lot of awesome projects that I want to do, but ourselves has like ourself, the inner work has to be our number one project. And I realized that like a few years ago, everybody's like, yeah, I'm going to save the whales and I'm going to build homeless shelters and all that stuff. But it's like, yeah, but have you done, you know, all the work yourself? And I realized that I hadn't, and that's why I was slow to do it. And I you know, I've taken courses, and I just always felt that everybody out there is selling snake oil. So much of what people push out there is just snake oil, because like you can like Tony Robbins yourself to death and think all the best thoughts you want, but if you don't clear out your energetic bodies and get rid of your DNA and your emotional body, like nobody tells you that. So anybody who's telling you like you just have to use the secret and think better thoughts and change your thoughts, change your life. But if nobody's telling you that first you have to do all this other stuff to get there, you don't have a chance in hell. So you can pay $2,000 or $10,000 for a date with destiny with Tony Robbins, and you might as well piss out $10,000 out the window, because it's not going to help you, because you're just not even on
I'm
the
gonna
same.
get sued by Tony Robbins. Keep going.
Well, I don't care, Tony. tell him to come talk to me, because
I'm
you can think all the
teasing.
best thoughts in your world, but if nobody tells you that like you need to clear your entire emotional history and clear your DNA and clear all that stuff, like, because your beliefs really mean nothing to it's the accumulation. Like, you're the result of all your ancestors. So depending on how many ancestors you have more of their thoughts than you do of yours. So like changing your thoughts isn't going to do anything. I've read every book. My life didn't change. In fact, I was more successful before I started reading all those books, because then I started reading them thinking there was something wrong with me, and like the answer was going to be in the book, and it's not.
We kind of have a same pattern, because being a career professional, climbing the corporate ladder as a female, a little harder sometimes. You're climbing in very male dominated industry that I was in. But always have had a, I shouldn't say always, I mean everybody's not perfect, but tend to have always had a positive attitude, positive outlook. But yeah, you do get sent to some of those trainings and, do this, do that, and confess it, name it, blame it, claim it, whatever. And the more that you try to believe in those, and the more that you do that, the more I found that it worked for me. It worked for others. It was really kind of odd. I'm going to transition into this. I have a biological brother and a biological sister, and then a stepbrother.
Yeah.
All three of them have been very successful in their careers and have not had the struggles or just the walls that I've had. I'm very good at what I do. I'm some intelligent person, but my life has been hard, and theirs were like dreamboat. I mean, they've had some, don't get me wrong, they've had some struggles, but my stepfather even made a comment at one time. It's like, I just don't understand it. Why is everybody else, doing fine and you're still struggling? And he didn't mean it in a bad way. He meant it kind of as a backwards compliment. I kind of, how, family, And I'm like, can't answer that one. Don't know. And this was before I knew about our friend and before I knew about Creation Lightship and all of that. But now I know, my light was shining. I didn't know. And so I was under attack and I had no idea. I was just putting my nose to the grindstone and trying to make things work. I got laid off from a job whenever Bill was still alive. I got laid off from a job that was a very nice six-figure salary. I got laid off and no one would touch me. I mean, literally, and Bill was seeing all of the applications I was flinging out there. And finally, I just thought, well, it's close to the holidays. I'll just go to work for the little brown truck, right? But drive out of my own car and deliver packages, which was kind of fun. It was kind of different, kind of fun. It was physically, it was rough, but it was fun. And Bill, after I got another executive level job, he says, I didn't want to say anything while you're in looking for a job, but he goes, I saw how hard you were working. I saw how difficult it was for you. You were applying for things that you were so qualified for and things that you were underqualified for and things that you were overqualified for, but things, all the things that you were applying for, you would have been great at. And he goes, and you didn't even get a squeak or a peep. And I said, welcome to my life. And this was really kind of before we started getting into understanding what was going on and that I could control it. And so, yeah, it's just kind of weird. When I look back, I'm like, well, you little mother effers. We can use that. I see you now. And I see how you tried to ruin my life and to hold me down. And I know that I'm called philanthropically and have never, and I always do give. I give out of my lack. And so I see where they're hitting me. So I kind of see what you're talking about. And then one other thing, you were talking about addictions. One addiction that I have battled my life is retail therapy. Because being a businesswoman that has to go to cocktail parties and evening things, so you have to have the evening gown, you have to have the cocktail gown, you have to have the shoes to go with that, you have to have the bag to go with that, you have to have the business clothes, and then you have to have the jeans because you're out in the field, and you have to have the shoes because you don't want to ruin your stilettos going out and walk in a wooden, a muddy field, So you use that as your excuse, but no, you could have had one pair of jeans, not 20. You could have had one pair of boots, not 20, that kind of thing. So same. It's just another way to medicate and numb the pain.
Yeah, it's thank you for sharing all that, because I'm going through similar stuff right now, like with work and things and being self-employed. And it's like, well, I'm doing, like, it's tough doing things like that. And it seems like a lot of the projects that I had, I was like, oh, like things are moving, and then something happens, and that and it's very convoluted way. It's not like, oh, Rob, we have to let you go. It's like, oh, this deal didn't come through, we don't have the means right now, but like we still want to do it. It was just it, so none of it was like because of my per se, like work performance or anything. It's like they hit you through your relationships, and it's like, wow, like, so it's difficult to, but in the strange way, it's like, well, would I have kept going deeper and deeper within if those things had worked out? Because it's very easy to distract ourselves. Like myself, I thought I was, because we do want to help, and we have so loving and caring, and it's almost being to our own demise, and nobody teaches us that. Like when you grow up going to church, it's like, family is the most important thing. You got to think of others. You got to pray for others. Nobody told us that we were training to be dark side practitioners our whole lives, thinking and praying and worrying for people. Like, that's the worst thing you could be
Drey.
doing, right?
Exactly, right?
And so recovering from that, like, I used to think that going out and drinking with my buddies when they were going through something was helping them. And it's not. You're comforting that in them in their addiction. And maybe it wasn't even them, it was me. It was looking for an excuse. So I hung around with friends who were always going through stuff, or who knows, right? Like, so I, but like going within, like I keep having new levels of like synchronicity and awesomeness. And oh, so since we like talking about synchronicity, this morning I was up early, and anyways, I was in the basement moving some, old summer stuff down into the basement. And I was like having a really good morning, and I'm just singing and dancing to myself, and just not even just making up songs as I go along. And I see this little thing on the wall, and I look closer, and it looks like Captain America's shield. It's got a star on it. It looks like it's blue and white. And I was like, what the heck is this? And it's on the wall, and I've walked past there probably 1,000 times, and I've never noticed it. But because I was probably usually in my head, and it was just on a part in the wall like that I've never really looked at. So like whoever lived here before must have put it in there. But it's actually a thumbtack with a star on it, and it looked just like the Captain America shield. And I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. And
That's
the only reason
cool.
I found it was because I was not in my head like storming up the stairs thinking about something. I was just dancing around, and I found this little, like, I love the stuff like that.
I love that. That is really, really cool. I want to go into one other thing that I think might help people that is kind of talking about where I didn't know at the time. I was not plugged in at the time. I decided to launch into business for myself, kind of like what you're talking about, into business for yourself, and had a lot of people in the pipeline, had a lot of business in the pipeline. I did a kind of a cocktail party. It was a hot dog bar. It was the coolest thing ever. All these crock pots filled with different hot dogs and different toppings and anything you could ever imagine to put on a hot dog, even like Chicago dog style, everything,
Nice.
right? And you go down, all the buns are warm. And then I had a friend that owned a part of a partnership in a brewery. So he provided the beer. And then I, at the time, sold biodynamic, organically grown, delicious wines. And anyway, so it was fun. Had my playlist down. It was pretty good too. You'd have been proud of me. And I had back from the days when I used to be a flight attendant in my 20s, one of my friends that's still a flight attendant, she and her daughter came and they took care of all the serving. So I didn't have to worry about that. And it was under the Where's Waldo theme, but it's like, where's sunshine? And I had the red and white striped shirt on with the black glasses, with the red and white striped cap on, had a banner made with a map showing where I was, like, where I was opening up and all of that. And so it was an amazing launch. It was so fun. So I launched basically soft launch in July of 2019, but then the official launch where we did the hot dog bar. And at the very end of the hot dog bar, the very last thing was a big old thing of Tums. So anyway, we launched in November and then Wuhan happened in January. And
Oh, that city
everything.
changed my life. That city changed my
That
life.
city changed my life. Yeah, my whole business came to a screeching halt. And then of course nobody was hiring because, everybody was afraid. And so, yeah, I was out there like in the wind completely naked with no income and I'm like, "Oh crap." So I get it. When you're on a, when you're your own business, your own sole supporter. So it's interesting how different things have hit and but other people flourished. And it's like, interesting. So that's just putting that out there for people to
It's
know
like the
that
dark night of the soul thing, right? Like,
it totally. And that is really kind of what kicked it in for me was Bill and I connected soon after that again. We knew each other before, but soon after that we connected again, and that's when the red pilling started for me. That's when that happened, and the dark night of the soul totally started.
I don't know if you saw Thomas said you're a little quiet, so I don't know if it's because I'm just loud and yelling or if your volume's down or your mic's far away.
I did not see that. Here,
Okay.
let me. Is that better?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, folks.
Well.
I talk sternly. It's
Yeah,
so funny.
that's the thing. And it's difficult with duality, right? Because as much as that's the dark side, right? Well, you need to experience the dark in order to know the light. And I know that's not true, but in a way, when you have nothing left but to go within, or you're at the end of your rope, it's like you can see that how easily distractions creep in. And like even myself, I'm going through that now, and it's like, man, like I don't know what to do. I'd like and you keep and your mind will jump around and being like, well, maybe I should call Steve and I haven't chatted with him in a long time. And it's like, no, Steve's fine. Like I need to focus on what I need to do. It's and so without all that stuff happening, I probably wouldn't have had so many maybe spiritual, like getting my spirit back, because spiritual growth is a
Exactly.
silly term because we don't need to grow our spirit. We just need to,
Get
get
it
it
all
back to
back.
us, right?
Get all the fractals back and the expressions back. And
Yeah.
there's even a clearing. And once I'm going to do this, and we need to go to your YouTube. I want to talk about your YouTube. There's even on Creation Lightship, Spirit in a Box.
Yeah, I haven't done that one, but it's probably worth doing.
That's on my list. I think I'm going to do that this week because a
Nice.
friend of mine did it, and really, really felt results. And I'm like, wow, interesting. But that is actually commanding. That's actually Creation Lightship going out and finding all of the fractals of your spirit that have been taken and even locked in boxes or taken and hidden from you, and finding them and returning them to you. So returning
Yeah.
more of your spirit to you. And I'm like, I'm all about that. Let's do that.
Yeah, because that seems like it would take a long time to do on your own.
Right? I don't even know if we could do it. Oh my
I don't even have,
gosh.
yeah, how many galaxies do you have to go? Like, I don't even have a spaceship to go find all my fragmented spirits.
Know. Where'd those reptiles send my ass? Sorry, go ahead.
yeah, I don't know if it would work for spirit in a box, but I do, I command all my light and all my spirit fragments back to me, and I command my consciousness to be returned from all my creations, and then
Ooh.
I command all of me to disconnect from all parallel lives now.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, and so
That's
I
good.
think that might not help with the spirit in a box, but it definitely, like, I even use that when I start daydreaming, and I'm like a daydreamer. Like, it just even when I'm in the shower and I'm thinking about doing the show with you, and I'm like, that's still daydreaming. It's like, just be in the shower and enjoy the nice warm water on your body, and do it in a sacred manner. Like, I'm really starting to realize we don't, the average person, or I won't speak, say the average person, but I don't think we realize how often we are not in the present moment. We think that, even just, thinking about breakfast when you're in the shower is not being present. Think about breakfast when you're in the kitchen, not, and that's how easy we're always living. Like, even if it's 5 minutes ahead, we're always just slightly ahead. We're not like, and that's why I don't know if I told you, I started sweeping instead of vacuuming because I love sweeping because I've been doing qigong and really moving in my body. And that's what I do. Yeah, that's what I, when I wake up in the morning, it's like, okay, I'm going to go downstairs and do qigong because that really gets you back into your body, is getting the life force flowing through you, is what qi stands for, right? Or
Chi,
represents. Yeah. So I've been doing that, and like, I've found like super zen like way of I used to, when I was younger, I used to resent doing chores and sweeping. Now it's like, today I was like, is there anything else I can sweep? Like, I'm in the zone. I was like doing like an art, and I was kind of sad when I was done the house. And the house, I've got a couple floors, so it's like, I was like, oh, I guess I could go do the unfinished basement, but it's like, all right, well, I got to get ready for the show.
It'll be waiting for you. You can go
Yeah,
back.
nobody else is gonna do it, I don't think.
That's awesome. Okay, I'm going to transition a little bit. It's been a really good show.
Yeah, I feel like
I
the energy's
like
good.
I do too. I like the energy that's going right now and feeling it actually pulling from the listeners as well.
Yeah.
I want to go into tell us a little bit about you just scratched on it, but tell us a little bit more about your YouTube channel and the foundational healing series that you've got going on, and how you believe what your intention was for others. Let me put it that way.
My intention was just to be relatable. Like, there's so much out there that makes you, it's like, you know, like every business is state the problem and then create a solution. So a lot of stuff is forced around you, like, you know, creating a problem and then selling a solution. It's like, I don't want to have that. I just want to have something where people can go, I'm not selling a product. I'm not selling like Bob's snake oil or anything like that. Like, it's just like, this is what I've gone through. If you need something, you know, that's just not too in depth, it's just a story. It's like fun and hopefully playful, but it's so it's relatable. It's just, hey, this guy's just like everybody else. Like, he's just an average dude with a story of transcending addictions and health and, you know, losing 100 pounds and quitting smoking, drinking, you know, all kinds of stuff and everything. And I'm pretty sure I've had every addiction that there is. Like, you don't realize how subtly those creep in as well. But I just wanted to be whatever. And I started doing foundational healing because a few years ago when I actually started the channel, I was doing like law of attraction and stuff. And I took a course and something about it just didn't feel right to me. Like, and I didn't find Ron's stuff, Ron Amitron stuff till a few years later, but it always felt wrong. Like, it's just mind, like, you know, they have the books like How to Win Friends and Influence People. And I read that and it's like, well, that's just how to like butter people up and manipulate them. Why don't you just call it that? Like, influence, manipulate, what's the difference, right? Like, you're using your mind to manipulate others. And like, I grew up, here's something that I probably haven't told you yet. I grew up doing magic, so I was like really into magic when I was a kid. And so I knew about like forcing cards or using mental magic, forcing outcomes. So I knew about that stuff, and I never wanted to use it for like nefarious purposes, you know. So it's like when you start reading these books that are, and you don't, a lot of times we don't realize how deep the rabbit hole goes with mental, like, you know, like mind manipulation and the fact that everything's been, everything that we've ever pretty much witnessed or watched is in some way, shape, or form, you know, mind control.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Like, it really aligns with Whiplash Talk's underlying purpose, and that is to, you know, life hits you in many different ways, and it's, you know, WTF moments all the time. And I'm not talking about like, where's the fairy, you know, where's the fruit, where's the whatever. And so your whole foundational healing program, a set of videos, set of courses or course videos, really spoke to me, and it really aligns with Whiplash Talk. And so I really wanted to direct some of the listeners that feel led to go. Of course, I don't want to ever tell them they have to go, but if they feel led to go, how do they find you?
Well, they could probably type my name. It might be in the show notes of this one. So, but if
Yep,
not,
should be.
it's pretty simple. It's the at sign. So at, if you go to YouTube, at, and it's capital RAWBAND, and then little ERSON. So raw, as in like raw, you know, uncut, unfiltered. Then band, so like frequency band, BAND. D, so raw band, and then Urson, like, you know, it's just a play on my name.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And so I don't know how many minutes we have left. I haven't seen Thomas. Thomas is going to come sliding across in his sock feet to
It's
come tell us how many
2:51
minutes.
or 1:51, so we've got
Yeah,
a
we've
few
got a few
left.
minutes left.
Yeah.
So do you recommend they start at the beginning to kind of, is it a foundational build upon, or is it
Yeah.
a, yeah, I thought
Yeah.
so too.
Yeah, that's like, I start at the beginning because it's, everybody needs to start somewhere. And it's going to make more sense if you start at the beginning, obviously, because I tell maybe stories or whatever, but in a sequential form. Because if you don't, you know, like I said, if episode one was talking about entities or ghosts or DNA or natal barcodes or something like that, most people would be like, oh man, and they would just leave. So I want, like, definitely start at the first one. So, and I also want it to be, so say there's somebody out there who has a son and like they're not going to relate, or like some older guy is not going to relate, or some motivational speaker. It's like, but you know, Rob from Northern Ontario, like somebody's going to resonate. They're going to understand. They're going to be, you know, more comfortable listening to me than a therapist or a motivational speaker or some counselor. It's just like, go watch the show, or share it with, you know, somebody who might appeal to, like, I might appeal to their age demographic or whatever it might be, right?
Exactly. And that's something on my show, as everybody's seen on my show page that I put on there, that I'm not a professional counselor, I'm not a professional licensed whatever. I'm just here sharing my story, and that's you. You're just there sharing your story and just wanting to relate to others and say you're not alone.
And that's the thing too, is that I went through it. So, you can be the doctor of, you can have three PhDs, you can do whatever. I have a friend who, and I think I mentioned to you, not on the show, but she's a very sweet woman, great friend for so many years. And she was a nurse, and her primary thing was, she was like a director of like the quitting smoking department or whatever. Like that's what she did, was counsel people to quit smoking. But she never smoked a day in her life. And it's like, I don't want to learn how to quit smoking from somebody who doesn't know what it's like. I want to learn from somebody who's like huffing down three packs a day and quit. That's like, that's who I'm going to trust. I'm not going to trust,
You have the head knowledge. I want the actual boots on the ground knowledge.
Exactly. Would you go to war with somebody who learned about, war in school, or somebody who'd been on the front lines? Well, I've been on the front lines battling addiction for 20 years, so come on with me. I'll take you through the I'm like a winch. I help people pull through the mud and get them going themselves,
Yeah, I've always said on Whiplash Talk that ascension is like swimming through mud on the way to ascension. It's just like, oh my gosh, this journey is, it's like that thick clay mud. You may not have thick clay up where you are, but it's like a thick clay that like you're just kind of like slogging through. And you need somebody to help pull you through to the other side. Or if you're in the quicksand, you need somebody to kind of help pull you through to the other side.
Yeah, exactly. And so if people go to the channel, it's not apparent, but go to playlists, because it's in a playlist. Like if you just go to my channel, there's probably other videos in there, because it's not just, the channel's not just about foundational healing, but I'm pretty sure there's a playlist, and it's called Foundational Healing. So, and it should play in sequential order type thing. So if
Yep,
not,
it
just
did.
look for the intro or episode one. And if you want to share it with a family member, that, or watch it yourself, that's fine. But I think that, depending on the demographic of your audience, it might be, better for some of their sons or nephews or whatever. I don't know who I appeal to, who knows? Apparently a lot of the people that watch my show are women, so I don't know. I thought it was gonna be helpful for men, but you never know these things, right? So don't ever assume too much.
Don't ever assume too much. And I think that people are looking for real, and they don't really care if it's male or female. I think they're just looking for real. And they can pick up on your harmonics. They know. They can sense whenever it's a real, raw person that's sharing from their heart. And you do.
Yeah, thank you. I do my best, and there was a lot of anxiety, like before I started to do it, because it's like, I want to share my story. I don't want to get, and it's like a dangerous thing, because you're opening yourself up to psychic attacks and curses, hexes, and spells, which most people don't know about, and like loose from others and getting courted. So it's like, I know what I'm getting myself into, but like, what else am I supposed to do? Like, it's all I can do is to help others, because there's so much stuff here that we don't even know what we're up against. And if you don't know what you're gonna up against, how are you ever gonna transcend it? So that's like you said about going through the mud. It's tough, because, oh, you know what? Maybe we could start. We'll end the show. Well, it's your show. I'll let you decide. But
No,
I
you
didn't. I
can.
wanted to ask you, did you listen to Love It Out of Your Life yet?
No,
Okay,
I
so
did
maybe we
not.
start next week with Love
Let's
It Out
do
of Your Life.
that.
Yeah. Okay.
So tell everybody where to find it, and then maybe they'll listen too, and then
Well,
maybe
why
we'll
don't
do.
we do that next week? Because I want you to listen to it first, so we can, and then we'll share the link on the show notes or whatever.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah,
Yeah,
okay.
I will totally do that. That was on my assignment, and I ended up having a little bit of a sideways issue with some cat issues, so
Uh-oh.
opportunities. We're good. We're still good. But
1 minute
I will do
left.
that. 1 minute. Oh my gosh, what are we gonna do?
Checkered flag. I
Checkered
actually have
flag.
some. I have something I could share.
Do it.
Okay, within every spirit is a special divine light code that is only used during the ascension activation process. This special light code connects to your complete spiritual cellular structure. When this code is active, the body is able to do the ascension because of full spirit integration and light code consciousness. And that's from Janina, the light ship commander.
I wonder who that might be.
Yeah.
Hey, so is that something that you have typed up that we could send to BBS so people don't have to like listen to this and replay the whole thing again because we don't have rewind anymore.
It's a picture. I could send it to you.
Yeah, let's because I remember seeing that. So if we could, if we, I wonder if Creation Lightship would mind that we post a picture.
I don't
It's
think
not
so. I think
copywritten.
yeah, it's any it's good press, right?
Yeah, it's good press. So yeah, we'll see if we can get Thomas to post that on our page. I bet our 1 minute is up. What do you want to
I think so. Yeah, I bet so. Yep.
bet?
All right. Well, thank you
All
so much for
right.
having me on again.
Absolutely. We'll get it. We'll pick it up again next week, and I will listen to that.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, bye everybody. We love you. Thank you for your support.
Bye, guys.
Bye.